This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. California has outlawed non-compete clauses that hold workers to their existing companies, while Massachusetts and Idaho have passed laws making it harder to leave. In Idaho, a worker has to prove that they're leaving and starting another business or working for a competitor does not hurt their former employer. A 2014 report by the Center on Wealth and Philanthropy at Boston College estimated that $59 trillion would be transferred to the next generation from 2007 to 2061. Lifetime giving to charity in that same period is pegged at $20.6 trillion. President Trump's overall approval rating has dropped to 36% from 42% in April, according to a new Washington Post ABC News poll. His disapproval has risen 5 points to 58%. Overall, 48% say they disapprove strongly of President Trump's performance in office, a level never reached by former Presidents Bill Clinton and Barack Obama, and reached only in the second term of George W. Bush. Often, the only thing separating whether an overdose victim goes to the hospital instead of the morgue is a dose of naloxone, also known by the brand name Narcan, a medication that can reverse the effects of opioid overdoses. Two doses of an injectable form of naloxone, Evisio, cost $4,500, up from $690 in 2014. The price of other forms of the drug, including the nasally administered Narcan, typically range from $70 to $150 per dose, officials say. Compounding the cost, the potency of the newest batches of opioids often means first responders must administer multiple doses of naloxone to revive patients. Some communities are refusing to administer this because they can no longer afford it. In the new Washington Post ABC News poll, by a 2-to-1 margin, 50% to 24%, Americans said they preferred Obamacare to the Republican Senate bill. Unpaid sabbatical leave is offered by only 12% of employers, according to the Society for Human Resource Management, and only 4% of employers offered paid leave programs last year. A child born into a high-income family is 6 times as likely to earn a college degree as one who is poor. The Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.